Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, Joan, Vian, are you there? I guess Joan isn't here, so it's going to be your views out there in the listening audience. So give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We could talk a little bit about the economy. Karl Rove wrote an article published recently called The Budget from Hell. And he was talking about President Obama and certainly what he's doing, and commenting that certainly when President Obama was up there in Toronto this last weekend, why, of course, most of the major European countries, most of the members of the G20 want to begin to cut back, want to begin to contract their economies, want to begin to cut back on spending to try to get their deficits to balance before the whole system comes down. And President Obama was up there telling him, oh, no, you don't want to decrease spending. You want to increase spending. You want to increase your deficits. We're going to spend our way out of this terrible problem we're in. We're going to spend ourselves into prosperity by borrowing money. But who are you going to borrow money from? Are the Chinese going to lend it to us? Certainly are the Germans going to lend it to us? People throughout the world are looking at America and saying, look, they're already borrowing $5 billion a day, and now they're talking about another war. They're talking about more expenditures. They're talking about nationalized health care. They're talking about the cap and trade bill, which will cripple the economy of the United States. I mean, we're not going to lend money to a country we think is probably going to default. And increasingly throughout the world, people are talking about America down the line defaulting on its debt. Just the big concern is that Greece is going to default on its debt, because once countries begin to default, why, then the whole economic system comes down, because it's all built upon debt. It's all built upon fiat money and debt and the presumption that people who borrow money are going to pay it back. But what happens when people who borrow money on homes don't pay for their homes? Why do you have to take the homes back? But what happens now if you take the home back and it's worth a lot less than the amount of money you lent for it? Why, banks then are beginning to lose large sums of money. And what happens to a nation that lends money, say, to Argentina? And Argentina pays 30 cents on the dollar, which is what they did in the early 2000s. And of course, not only countries, but a lot of the people, retired people in Italy and Southern Europe, who'd been talked into buying Argentine bonds because they were paying a good return and they were perfectly safe. There was nothing to worry about if they bought them, and these people lost their retirement. Well, of course, the same thing, I believe, is going to happen again to the countries that buy American bonds, because we're going to have to devalue the value of our currencies. One of the few ways that we have of trying to just get out from under the tremendous debt load we have. And sure, we borrowed $1,000, we'll give $1,000 back, but it'll only be worth 50 cents when you get it back. And the same thing they're going to have to do with so many of the pension funds here in America, because it just isn't enough money. Social Security is bankrupt. Why? Because there's not enough money coming in to cover all the money that we have said is going to go out. In fact, it's very interesting that the Congress now has said there will be no cost of living increases on Social Security for the next 3 years. Of course, they're voting themselves a large increase every year, but not for the veterans, not for the people who are on disability, and not for the people who are on Social Security. Why? The truth of the matter is they don't have the money, and they've got to cut studying someplace, and so they're going to cut on the people. But you wouldn't expect members of Congress to limit their incomes, would you? Because after all, they don't make enough on their bribes and the other things that they do and their investments, and many of them are invested in the very companies that they're regulating and passing laws on. And of course, if they stop doing that, why, then Congress would have to stop passing laws. And wouldn't that be too bad if Congress just stopped passing laws? In fact, you know, I think it was certainly Will Rogers, who said, you know, the day that the no man's life or property is safe, our pocketbook is safe when Congress is in session. And that's true. Congressman Ron Paul said that the day that Congress does the most for the American people is the day of the Democrat-Republican baseball game when there aren't any congressmen passing legislation. So, but basically, of course, Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. In other words, they're putting out more than is coming in. They can't tell the American people it's all a lie. I mean, after all, what you want to do if you're a congressman is simply stay there, get the goodies till you got a good retirement, and then get out before the whole system collapses. Because with 75 million baby boomers going to retire, and they've already started retiring this year, but more and more will be retiring over the next 15 or 20 years, why, the whole system comes down. Because there are not that many young people. We've killed off 15 million of our youth, so they're not young people coming in to replenish the workers that are retiring. And the whole system comes down. One reason why we're actively encouraging illegal immigration. Let me repeat that. One reason the federal government is actively encouraging illegal immigration in violation of our laws is because they want those workers in here paying Medicare and Social Security taxes, but they can't tell the American people the truth. Well, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. And who do we have? Oh, we've got Joan Vian on the program. Well, great, because Joan's got a lot more to say than I do. Hi, Joan. How are you doing? You've been following all these meetings, the G8, the G20. And so tell us what's really going on financially in the world.
I wish I could. Meaning, last weekend, Friday was the 25th of June, Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th, and Monday the 28th of June, besides having a full moon, that was a very, very busy week. On Friday at close to 6 a.m. in the morning, Congress finished their agreement on the combination of the Senate and House bill on regulation, global financial regulation, because that's what it is. On that same day, Obama went to the G20 meeting in Toronto. It was both the Group of Eight meeting and the Group of 20 meeting, something that they changed last year when the Group of 20 met in Pittsburgh. They determined that due to the importance of the greater expanded gathering of the G20, that in the future the G8 meetings would be first the G8 meeting and then a G20 meeting. So that occurred. And then on Monday, the Bank for International Settlements held their annual review. So there are a lot of documents. I've read through a number of them. So what I first want to make a comment on is that over the last 2 years since the credit crisis began, with the mortgage industry in August of 2007, and then the stock market crashed in September and October of 2008, where the market dropped about 45%, and unprecedented powers were given to the Office of Secretary of the Treasury, and the TARP monies were passed. The bottom line is that we have been in a time of great evolution, but really it is revolution. And it is revolution because it is a war by the central banks on you and me. That's really what it amounts to. When the compromise was announced Friday, I was reading on CNBC some of the emails, and 2 hours after it was announced, somebody emailed CNBC and said, "Congratulations. Barney Frank and his commie thugs have now have the wrecking ball in place to destroy our economy. God help us." One of the things that I have done over the years in covering global meetings was to determine the structure of world government. I wanted to know who the power players were. I wanted to know what the structure was. And so as I covered...
You're going to have to hold that thought, Joan. You're going to have to hold that thought. We're going to go to a break, but you keep it, and we'll be back here in just about 4 minutes here at Genesis. Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan and Sydney, Joan was talking about really what's going on, and basically she began to analyze what is happening. Who really is behind what's going on today? And of course, she was just saying that, you know, many people believe that the banks are now in total control of our economy and our government. You pick up the story there, Joan. Who is behind all of this? Who is doing this, destroying our economy to enslave our people?
Yes, I'll answer that in a second because it goes with the structure. Before the break, I talked about the fact that my goal was to determine the power players and the power structure. As you know, Dr. Stan, it is the central banks of the world that control the monetary system of the world. And they meet in concert at the place in Basel, Switzerland, called the Bank for International Settlements. Carol Quigley, as you have so aptly said on many occasions, described it as the apex of financial capitalism. And so what we saw and what we have seen and what we are feeling with the whole credit crisis is that there is a very large sea change for you and me in the making. These evil doers loaded people up, and I must say stupid people, with a lot of debt. There were a lot of people who said, man, how much is that monthly payment? I can afford that. It's not about the monthly payment. It is about the amount of debt. And so, you know, the 9/11, you know, let's protect the country. Let's keep our country strong. Go out and buy a house. I mean, you know, the Federal Reserve reduced interest rates to 45-year lows, and there was this huge housing boom, which is now a huge bust and bubble. And so here we have a credit crisis, which is the backside of what happened in 2001 when the Federal Reserve, which created the credit crises, lowered interest rates to 45-year lows. Americans have been sold a bill of goods. They've been sold the idea that they can do it all with debt. No way. You always pay the piper. And now we are in a situation in which America is deeply in debt. States are deeply in debt. Municipalities are deeply in debt, the townships, et cetera. And Americans are deeply in debt. And so, therefore, we have the snake, the Leviathan, the big angry bear, whatever is coming. And the bills that have been passed are really everything about life will change. Everything about how we do business will change. I'm not in a position to be an authority at this point on the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, but I can tell you that as I analyzed early on the credit crises, I basically said that I had made a mistake. I had thought that the regulatory walls, the barriers between the countries of the world had fallen. No. With the passage of the coming passage of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, this will set the tone for a global financial regulatory system. And that's what we are on the verge of entering into. When I had perused the bill before it was approved, or before the Senate bill before it went to conference, I was looking for where is the international part to this bill. I don't see any international part. Well, another organization met over the weekend, and this is this organization has been around since 1999. It originally was comprised of only the G7 regulatory agencies, and it was called the Financial Stability Forum. It was greatly empowered last year at London, and it was given a new name, and all of the G20 countries and all of their regulatory agencies and their central banks now participate along with their treasury secretaries. And so the Financial Stability Board has become a very, very powerful new entity in the world. And I have been tracking them, and I have done numerous interviews with Mario Draghi, who is their director, whatever he is. Who knows? I think he's a director, managing director, that's what it is. And so the Financial Stability Board also released over the weekend their report to the G20 explaining what they have been doing since they have been given all this power. And, you know, it just really hit me. Everything that the Financial Stability Board said that they did just happened to be what is in our new Frank Dodd Wall Street Reform Bill. And I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is. It's the blueprint. And I have maintained that one of the key organizations that was set in place is going to be the American agency comprised of all our regulators that interacts specifically with the Financial Stability Board to ensure that we are implementing global rules for regulation. Now, if this sounds like, you know, I lost you somewhere, the truth of the matter is you'll find out soon enough when it really hits home and it hits you in your wallet and it hits you as you go to your bank or you get a notice from your credit card company that they no longer want your business and you've got to go find somebody else.
But basically what you're basically saying is that we are no longer a sovereign nation. We're part of an international financial unit.
That's right. This has been, Dr. Stan, and this is what I've maintained, you know, as I've analyzed. And I have been very fortunate. I started covering global meetings in 1994, and I got in on Agenda 21, and I got in on public-private partnership, and I got in on sustainable development, and I got in on the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, and on and on and on and on. All these things that have led us to where we are, to a total world governmental system. Now, let me just say what it really means is this. And I have a video. Do you carry my video, When Central Banks Rule
yes,
the World?
Yes, we do. We think it's an excellent video.
Yeah.
And we do carry it.
Well, in that video, and I highly recommend whoever doesn't have it to get it, because it is a key foundational stone for everything that's going to be turned upside down. And I am working on the follow-up to that meeting, which will be the, you know, the whole picture of some of the things we're talking about now. But in When Central Banks Rule the World, I basically said it's no longer about the Congresses, no longer about the parliaments. It's really no longer about the president that rules, you know, that rules our country. It's really about the banking system, and that is what we saw in the credit crises. What, you know, it's so interesting. They call this bill Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection. What a bunch of crap. That is a bunch of horse manure from all the biggest horses there are in the world, okay? The truth of the matter is that what this bill does is basically hands over to the Federal Reserve, directly and indirectly, a great deal of control over all of the other financial entities that they no longer had control over.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. What we've done is give the people who created the problem more power to make even more of a problem and take away our freedom. We'll be right back with Joan.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest, of course, is Joan Vian, and of course, she has a wonderful DVD, When the Banks Rule the World, When the Central Banks Rule the World. Before we go on, Joan, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website and get your other information.
All right, thank you. The website is womensgroup.org, womensgroup, womensgroup.org. We don't omit men, because M-E-N is part of woo, you know, like woe, a man. So womensgroup.org. Our phone number, if you'd like a catalog, is 301-371-0541, 301-371-0541.
All right, and of course, Joe does work personally in the financial industry, so she knows this better than most people. But it would sound to me like this legislation simply gave the power over the world, the American financial system, to the various people who precipitated this crisis. In other words, the Federal Reserve created the crisis, and now we've given them more power so they can make the crisis worse, because everything they're doing is complicating things. Instead of doing what's right and responsible, they continue turning out more and more money. They call it quantitative easing. They're actually creating money out of nothing. They're diluting the supply of our money. If they were not paying private banks not to lend, we would have runaway inflation. But what they're doing is paying the private banks not to lend, so all this money out there won't be out, and so that basically you can't go to the bank and readily get a loan, or people can't, business people can't go to the bank and get a loan. Loans are hard to get, and they're doing this intentionally to strangle the economy. And they and now we're going to give them more power. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely right. As I was looking at all of this, and I want to talk about lending and how that's going to change. And this isn't in hard stone yet, and I don't have everything put together, because I mean we are talking a huge mountain to climb in order to understand everything that they've put in place. I mean, the financial bill is almost 3,000 pages, and I have a 200-page summary, you know, and that I'm weeding through. Now, let me just say about lending. As I was going through some of these documents, I thought, my goodness, as a result of 9/11, every one of us became a terrorist, and we have to prove that we are not a terrorist. As a result of the credit crises, everyone is a bad debtor, and we will have to prove that we're good. Okay, so let's talk about money and lending for a moment. The truth of the matter is, if we're going to go to a cashless society, you can't have debt. And I really think that this is one of the steps that they're taking to get us into a cashless society. In London, they always, in England, medieval England, and maybe we still have medieval England today, you have debtor's prison if you couldn't repay your bills. Well, today, the whole system is designed so that they get all your assets and they get all your equity. So as I took a look at this, first of all, it increases the scope of the federal oversight in every financial area. It opens Pandora's box to a new bevy of onerous rules and regulations that will affect every person directly and indirectly. Somebody said last Friday when they announced they'd come to a compromise that for the community banks, it's a death toll. And the reason why it's a death toll is because if a community bank has 40 employees, they will have to hire, in order to keep up with all these rules and regulations, for compliance officers, and no bank can afford that kind of money. So they're now talking about being bought out or merging or what have you. Across the board, all financial institutions will have highly increased fees. It is an open door to demand more collateral for every type of loan and to make what they call loans sustainable. Now, this is very key, so let's talk about lending for a moment. There's going to be less money available to lend, and the people that they will lend that money to will be people with your higher credit ratings, people who have been marginal, people who have been average, people who just don't cut it, forget it, all right? You're never going to get a mortgage again. They are now talking, and it's not part of this bill, but, CNBC is a great place to listen to the new ideas or the next idea that's coming into play. And I've been watching this for about 2-3 years, the mortgages. Did you know America is the only country to have a 30-year mortgage and to have a 30-year fixed mortgage? Given what has happened in the credit crisis, this will no longer be possible. And so they want sustainable mortgages. That would be short-term and that would be floating.
By floating, you mean a floating interest rate?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you possibly buy anything with a floating interest rate? I mean, you can't buy things with floating interest rates.
Well, they want ways to change it. They want ways to adjust it. They want ways out. And, the 30-year mortgage rate is on the cutting board, I can tell you that, as well as a deduction, and this will initially only be for, quote-unquote, the upper 5% or maybe whatever 10%, people who make more than $250,000 a year, no deduction on your mortgage interest expense. So, there are things coming, and I'm just telling you now that they're on the block.
Well, of course, you take away the mortgage interest expense, why fewer and fewer people are going to want to go ahead and buy a house. Mm-hmm. This is one of the big incentives to buy a house is that you can deduct the interest you put out. So it seems like what they're really doing is going to be discourage people to buy homes.
No, that's only for the rich, people who make $250,000 or more. Okay. And of course you know that there's that 3.5% sales tax on selling your home that was, pushed into the health care bill. So, that starts in 2011.
If you make over $250,000. But if you sell your home and you make a lot of profit on it, that 1 year, you'd suddenly be in that bracket.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they really are screwing the average person, and again, this is sort of like, as I mentioned, everybody under 9/11 is a terrorist until proven otherwise. They're setting up the Financial Stability Oversight Council, and that is going to set in place a whole lot of rules and regulations for the whole financial industry as a whole, and I'm not looking to stay in the financial industry any longer than I need to, because the rules and the regulations that they will put in place for quote unquote people like me, will be horrible. I mean, then they're setting up what they call the Office of the, the Investor Advisory Committee. And the Investor Advisory Committee is to protect investors, and this will be in the SEC. And it'll be comprised of state secretaries of various commissions, senior citizens, 10 to 20 people appointed by the Security and Exchange Commission. It will have, and it's very interesting, whistleblowing functions. Okay? This is a little scary to me. Whistleblowing functions. What that means is any citizen can turn into a whistleblower if they get wind that somebody is manipulating the system. And if that person that they turn in is fined more than $1 million, these people can collect a 10% to 30% fee for blowing the whistle. You know, just think, now you and I aren't going to know anything about that, but just think what it could do in the future. Again, everything, there's just so much in this bill, and at every turn, the Federal Reserve is given this power, the Federal Reserve is given that power, the Federal Reserve will do this, the Federal Reserve will do that.
But I think your own people must understand the Federal Reserve is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the banks. So basically what they've done is they've given half a dozen major banks a complete control of our economy.
Absolutely. And absolutely. That's the whole point.
We're going to be back in just a moment with Joan Fionn. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all coming to pass, just as has been planned for a long period of time. A small clique are going to rule by dictatorial edict. We'll be back in just a moment with Joan Fionn here at Genesis.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joan Beyond. Joan, we've got about 5 minutes more. Do you think you can make it?
I think 5 minutes, yes.
All right, fine. Joan's been a little tired recently, and but anyway, so good to have her with us. Go right ahead. You got 5 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right. The Group of Eight, in their one of their documents that I read, I mean, you know, people doubt that that we are in a world governmental system, that it is here. All they need to do is start reading some of these documents. The most recent G8 from last week statement said the only way out is, quote, partnership with other concerned members of the global economy, unquote.
But certainly, are the Muslim nations going along with this? Is this why we have to bring the Muslim nations under control? Are they going along with this, or this whole idea of a one-world monetary system?
No, no. I mean, that's why there's been so much opposition. That's why I think they took out Saddam Hussein. And look, I'm not saying I'm for or against him. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, the first thing they did in Iran when they took over Iran is put a central bank in, the Bank of Iran. I mean Iraq. Okay, so what do you think they want to do to Iran? You know, the central bank of Iran. They don't have one yet.
And, Chris, all these central banks work in concert. And if you read Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, Professor Quigley's book, and if you don't have it, shame on you. Page 324, he tells how these central banks work in secret meetings to establish a world feudalistic system where they can control the governments and they can control the populace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me just mention something else from this G8 meeting. Back in the 2004 Sea Island G8 meeting Savannah in Georgia, okay? Yeah, Sea Island, had to figure out where it was. They started an international police peace operations unit, and that has really expanded. So we have a situation whereby the United Nations has an international police unit. Just today I printed out something from Chatham House, which is the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they're having a new book published by Oxford University Press on international judges. The whole idea of having international judges. So where are we going? Obviously, one of the things that the United States doesn't have is a value-added tax. And again, on CNBC, you hear about the need for having just a small VAT tax, maybe just 5%. What a bunch of horse manure again. Let's get all the biggest horses from, you know, England or someplace. Because, you see, that's just to open the door. That is just to open the door. There is no way, as you pointed out in some of your comments at the beginning of our time together, there is no way that we can pay for all of this debt burden. There's absolutely no way other than to tax us more and more. And, you know, it's just almost a very serious illness, a curse. And I think for that reason, we all need to examine ourselves. And we all need to take a look at our own life and ask God to reveal areas where we need to repent and get right with Him. Because you see, curses, you know, in Deuteronomy, I think it's chapters 32, 33, 34, right in there, Moses gave curses and blessings. And he said, this is what will happen if you're good, and this is what will happen if you're bad. Well, we've got to be very, very bad because we've got this curse of debt. We've got this curse of taxation. And lastly, let me just point out that there's been no atomic bombs. There's been no invasion by men in black jackets or what have you. It's been through the banking system. And that is how they will jerk each one of our chains. That is how they will control us. Now, to you people who are listening who have a fair amount of savings, you want to do your son or daughter or grandkids or whoever a favor? You hold their mortgages. Get them out of the banking system. Hold their mortgage, all right? And I'm not saying just do it because of your son or your daughter. You've got to protect your savings, too. So you make sure that, you know, they've taken care of the house and done all those things. But the truth of the matter is the more people we can get out of the banking system by making private loans, the better it will be for most people.
Good point. Very well taken. Well, I think we're in real trouble financially, ladies and gentlemen. We have a group of people who want to control. If you control the money supply, you control the populace, and this is what it's really all about. One last thought before I let you go.
One last thought. Let me tell you something. Breath, life, is more important than anything we could buy. And it is only God who gives breath and life.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, this is really a spiritual battle. There really are demonic and evil forces behind this whole effort for the banks to take over the world. And if you study the background of banking, the Mellons, great bankers, they were into the occult. J.P. Morgan was into the occult. Both the Rockefeller and people in both the Rockefeller and Rothschild families have been into the occult. And when you begin to see how this whole thing fits together, you begin to understand that behind everything, these powerful spiritual forces. And the most important thing I think that we can say is make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because it's the only thing that's going to see you through no matter what happens. Terrible times lie ahead. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I encourage you to get down on your hands and knees and start storming the gates of heaven and reading your Bible and memorizing Scripture if you have not, so that it flows through your mind in the morning, in the evening, in the middle of the night, so that you know the Word of God, and you can go anywhere, and you can use it against all the spiritual forces that are arrayed against you at any time.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. Our guest, Joan Vion, and a wonderful, wonderful person, good friend. God bless you, Joan. Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind you we do carry this DVD of Jones, When the Central Banks Rule the World. How does it all fit together? Well, you need to get my little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. We have one called Prophetic Warning. These are $3.95, but they're 50 pages. And $3.95, the Prophetic Warning, it's the Andrew Jackson's farewell address to the United States in 1837, where he talks about how the banks were trying to take over our government and they were going to come back again. He had defeated them temporarily, but they'd be back. And then, of course, the last one is the financial meltdown. It's certainly analyzing how they created this whole problem. And ladies and gentlemen, they did it, and they did it intentionally. This didn't happen by accident. Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing as they move to rape and certainly destroy the very foundation of this economy and impoverish our people. That's what it's about. The destruction of America to get you out of your cars, to run up the price of electricity, to lower your wages, to destroy the value of your life savings, to take away your pensions. They know what they're doing. What are you going to do about it? Well, Cindy, we hope you want to get our talk on the financial Armageddon and the talk on the financial tsunami. Now, the financial tsunami was done a number of years ago, but the information is valid. You must understand these various terms, how the monetary system works, who's holding the gold, where it's stored. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So there are three little pamphlets of the history of money, the prophetic warning, and, of course, the financial meltdown. All three, you get all three of them for $9.95, something like that. And then, of course, you can get the financial tsunami and financial Armageddon DVDs. We're carrying Alex Jones' great new DVDs of The Invisible Empire and Police State 4, and we recommend both of them. If you want something inspirational, and sometimes you need that when we're giving you so much bad news, and that, of course, would be the talk, certainly, it's a DVD. It's called God's Wonders, God's Wonders, and basically it's inspirational. As you see what God has really brought in this world, and the flowers and the birds and the animals and the DNA, everything in perfect order. And then, of course, we plea, to come to a personal relationship with him. Very well done, God's Wonders. And then, of course, we have the Final Countdown DVD series. We recommend that to you, Pastor Billy Crone. You need to understand prophetically what's going on. And then if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really don't understand what's going on, let me suggest them all available. Call 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.